was Lloyd Jeffress and a chemistry set in his bedroom, and it wasn't a chemistry set because they hadn't been thought of yet. It was a collection of a few chemicals and a little glassware that he had gathered together. This came when I was 13, the following year. There was practically no chemistry in the course in physiography, a little physics. Properties of gases, atmospheric pressure, a few things of that sort. I think even the barometer was discussed then. No, when I was walking home from school with Lloyd Jeffress, when both he and I were 13, we came to his house. Mine was about a mile farther along on the east side in Portland, and he said, would you like to see some chemical experiments? And I said, yes. And we went in, and he carried out two or three, which really did strike my fancy. So that from that time on, I was a chemist.
Do you remember what any of those experiments were?
I only remember one of them. He mixed potassium chlorate and sugar, and then put a drop of concentrated sulfuric acid on it, and it began to burn. This mixture produced a steam cloud of smoke and a black carbonaceous product. And this, the combustion zone spread through the material in a very interesting way.